Welcome to the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast with your host, Mike Campion. If you are passionate about the cleaning industry, you are in the right place. Love what you hear? Spread the word and tell the cleaning world this is the place to be. Want more? Check out www.growmycleaningcompany.com for free online video trainings, free ebook downloads, free blog posts, and of course, all the podcast episodes. Everything you need to grow your cleaning company is at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. And now, on with the show.
Welcome to the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast, where I coach owners of cleaning companies on anything and everything related to growing and building cleaning companies. If that's you, if you're committed to your cleaning company, go to growmycleaningcompany.com and get everything you need to create the cleaning company you've always wanted. Webinars, podcasts, coaching, blogs, all sorts of nonsense. And then if you want to be on the show, get a hold of our producer, Natalie, at nat@growmycleaningcompany.com, or just give us a call at 480-648-5149 to apply to be on the show. That said, I'm super excited to talk with you. Today, we are chatting with David Lewis from AmeriClean. AmeriClean serves the Hampton Roads area just outside of Virginia Beach, currently with residential services. If you want to reach out to Dave and his team, you get a hold of them at www.AmeriCleanHomes.com. That said, David, welcome to Cleaning Nation.
Hi, Mike. Hi, Cleaning Nation. Mike, thanks for having me on. I'm really excited to learn and grow from your knowledge. Thank you.
Yeah, my pleasure, brother. Excited to talk. Tell us, so we were talking a little bit before we hit record, and if you guys have been listeners, you know that we've got people that are just about to get started, and I think the record I've got is 45 years in the cleaning business, and Dave is just on the front end of that with only, I think, 3 months under your belt. Tell us a little bit about what drew you to the cleaning business, my friend.
All right, so there were three things that actually led to where I am right now in starting this business. The first was in my childhood, I developed asthma, and so, you know, with my asthma, I had to maintain a clean environment around me, and, you know, I learned that, you know, if I do A, I get B, and so there's a psychological effect to it that, you know, for me, B meant that I had better health. B meant that I didn't take as many medications, or, you know, I was visiting the doctor less. And then fast forward some time, I've been in the fire department for the last 13 years. We only work 10 days a month, so this job is perfect, but also, with the fire service, you know, we have to maintain that sanitary environment because the conditions that we operate in are anything but that. So, you know, we can't bring back the contaminants to the station and, you know, continue on for a 24-hour period. And then the last thing that I did that, you know, ties into the cleaning industry is I downloaded an app on my phone that I put in keyword searches for jobs related to cleaning for the fire service, for electricians, for mechanics, the medical field, et cetera. And then over a 24-hour period, I would notice that the number of jobs that came up for the cleaning industry was so much higher than anything else. And so for me, I said, you know, I'm going to believe that it's higher because, not because of high turnover, but because that the industry is thriving and that there's a need for this. So I just saw it that, gosh, you know, if I start this, you know, I don't have any excuse to fail, or at least I can't make an excuse that, you know, the market's not good or, you know, the work's not out there. It's just, everything just looked right. So, yeah, I started AmeriClean about 3 months ago. It's just me right now, but things are going well. So I'm really excited about the future.
Awesome. Well, that is such and I love asking that question. And having done, I don't know, 60, 70 shows by now, you'd think that we'd start hearing the same thing over and over and it'd get boring. But I tell you, it's like every time I ask that, there's just a different way and different story. And it's so exciting to hear, especially your story with the kind of the personal health issues of really getting the value of a clean environment and being able to communicate that with your prospects and your customers, your employees. That's such an exciting place to work from, other than, hey, give me $20 and I'll clean something for an hour or whatever the case may be. So, you know, congratulations. That's a great story. And I'm sure it resonates with your customers already.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. I try to incorporate some of that when I have the opportunity. It's not a sales pitch at all. It's just when the opportunity comes up, you know, I do mention things like that. And it has seemed to help.
Yeah, well, because if it's coming from the heart, right? Like, if you know, I couldn't use that story because it's not the truth. But I love that you kind of, just the fact that you know why you're doing it and why it's important, and it's a bigger reason than just I need a paycheck, I think is very appealing to to prospects, customers, and more importantly, employees and people that you want to be a part of your team. So thanks for sharing. Nation, don't miss that. It's just like, oh, that's how he got into the cleaning business. Sure, that's part of it, but I think the more exciting part is, okay, I can, you know, what story do I have? What attracted me into this business, and how can that be appealing or a value to my customer? All right, enough of that. Let's move on, my friend. How can I help you today? What are you, with 3 months in, I'd imagine you've got 109 questions, but let's find one good one and see if we can't dive deep on it.
Yeah, absolutely, 109, but I'll try to pick my best one for you. So the mission, vision, and the core values that I have, they all kind of are based on where I want to be. And right now, I've been doing only residential, but I would love to get into commercial properties and kind of taking into account the thought process of wanting to maintain exceptional customer service. I want to have that connection with either the property manager or the business owner once I speak with them. So regarding commercial properties, when I go out and I approach the property manager or the business owner about my service, you know, I would love to know, is there a top two list or a top three list of value propositions that seem to work well with commercial properties?
Man, that is such a good question, and I'm glad you asked it the way you asked it, because I'm going to beat you up a little, but I promise I'm going to give you a better answer than, hopefully, than you were even expecting. So,
yeah, no, bring it on. Sounds good.
All right, awesome. Bring it on, I shall. So, yes, there are top two or three things that your customer or your prospect or your ideal, more importantly, your ideal customer or prospect are going to worry about. The trick of the matter is, which at first is going to sound bad because it's a little more work than you're probably hoping, but when you think it through, it's actually good because no one else is going to do this work. So you'll be the only one out there doing this. And this is kind of what I work with on my smaller group clients, is exactly how to do this. So this is one of the things I would do week one. So this is, you're asking the exact right question for the exact right time in your business. And I know that there's a lot of people that need this help. So I'm super excited to share it with you and Cleaning Nation. So the way to find that out is to ask them. I could tell you, yeah, commercial people want this or want that, but that would be, I don't want to say a lie, but it would be short-sighted, and it would be half truths, because all I can say is the customers that either I work with or my clients have worked with want this or that. But A, there's so many different variables and they really want different things. So one of the things that you'll get a theme if you listen to enough of these podcasts is I'm a huge fan of niches and specificity. So many people, when I go, what's your niche? They go commercial or green. That's pretty much, or residential or green, or residential and green. That's not a niche. That's everybody. So when I talk about a niche, I would never, 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 especially with 3 months in and zero to two or three employees, whatever you got there, throw you into the deep end and go, yeah, just go after commercial. You know, you're in, you know, around Norfolk, Virginia, there's maybe, you know, 50,000 businesses within your trading area. Go get them, Tiger. That would be brutal. That will just crush you. What I would say is, let's find the absolute best niche for you. I'm going to make one up, but this is something, and again, this is, we'd have to do it offline with a little more in-depth coaching than, you know, than the podcast, but so that process, we're going to go over this part quick, but when you do this in real life, both David and Cleaning Nation, you're going to really take the time to figure this out. So I'm going to make up restaurants, just because everyone hates restaurants and it's a tough one. But you're going to really walk through and be like, what do I want? Do I want one time a week? Do I want five time a week? Do I want to deal with the business owner? Do I want to deal with the manager? Do you want to deal with the property manager? Do I want a medical space that needs this kind of cleaning, or a restaurant that needs that kind of cleaning, or a kids area or a gym? But you see how every single person or business I've mentioned has totally different needs, right? For me to say, oh, they just want a green clean. Well, that's bull crap. Maybe that's what the kids place wants, but it's certainly not what the church wants. It is definitely not what the restaurant wants. So first and foremost, before you ask what's the kind of value proposition I should be offering, I got to go, well, I don't know, who are you offering it to? And then we're going to walk through that. And then my next answer is going to be, well, ask them, right? Let's pretend it's restaurants. And please, Cleaning Nation and David, do not hear me saying restaurants is a niche. I mean, it is a niche. I'm just not saying it's a niche for you, right? It could be, but it's just, I like restaurants because everyone understands it. So first and foremost, that's the step. Don't pick, I want places, between 3,000 and 20,000 square feet. Well, that doesn't really I might have a 3,000 square foot building that qualifies, and my neighbor might have a 3,000 square foot building that, you know, they're both between 3 and 20,000 square feet. But our pains are what keeps us up at night. Our unique selling proposition that's going to be attractive to us are going to be totally different. So you really want to pick who's going to be making the buying decision. And that's the human being who you need to know better than they know themselves. You need to be able to explain their pain, their frustration, their fears, what keeps them up at night, what they're passionate about, what they're turned on by, what they're, you need to be able to explain that to them better than they can explain it themselves. Cause you've really thought it through and they've not thought it through. So if it's restaurants, the first thing you're going to do is you're going to find, and again, I'll just go real quick. This is a whole process that we'd spend hours on, but real quick, you got to figure out your goals in terms of where do I want to be in the next 12 months? You know, revenue and profit wise. And let's just say you're like, I want to be at $500,000, you know, in the next 12 months. Well, that's $40,000 a month. Well, do you want to do $40,000 accounts or one $40,000 account or $22,000 accounts? Mm-hmm. You know, what average size do you want to be? And then how many of these will I need? Right. So say you're like, I want to do $40,000 a month and I want to do $41,000 accounts. So you say, all right, well, how many restaurants are there in my trading area? A little rule of thumb is I don't like to go above 10%. I feel like above 10%, I've kind of saturated the market. So I would want at least 400 restaurants if I needed 40 to make sure that that was a niche that would satisfy my financial requirements. And again, just there's so much. This is such a deep question. I want to jam it all in. Don't get caught up in so many people like, oh, but I'm limiting my opportunity and I'll never be able to grow. And it'll be so much. There's so much opportunity out there and I can just chase restaurants and gyms and mortuaries and car dealerships and warehouses and property managers and on and on and on and on. Go try that if you like. I'm telling you, I haven't done this for 20 years and built multiple multi-million dollar businesses. That's a great way to spin your wheels and run in mud for the next 5 years. So what I am saying is you're only going to attack one niche at a time. Period. End of sentence. Okay. That's it. You're going to put all of your effort. And let's just say you've identified that you need 40 restaurants and you want no more than 10%. Because not that you can't get more than 10%, it just gets harder and more expensive. So if you want 40 restaurants, you need to make sure there's at least 400 within your trading area. You know, if you're willing to go 20 miles or 30 miles. So let's say there's 500 restaurants. You're going to put 100% of your effort and time and passion and marketing budget and everything you do is going to be to please restaurant owners or restaurant managers that hire cleaning companies. And guess what? You'll know the difference because that's all you serve. So you're going to go ask them, not selling nothing. So you're going to go ask a dozen of them, at least face to face. Just say, hey, and again, you've got a fire story. You've got your asthma story. Like that's very charming, right? You're not trying to sell them anything. You're not trying to pitch anything. You're just saying, I've decided I'm going to be the guy that is the restaurant. I'm going to clean restaurants and make sure that everybody has a great time in my little area because I'm going to make sure that the restaurant looks amazing and feels amazing and they can breathe and they can be healthy. And I know that there's alcohol and smoking and there's all sorts of specific needs that you have. And I'm going to be the guy to deliver that. And if you're a restaurant owner, it's insane for you to not have it, to have anybody but me. And you're just going to go ask them questions and say, that's where I'm coming from. I'm not trying to sell you nothing. I just want to know what keeps you up at night. Not just about cleaning, about life. Like what's your pain? What's your passion? Why are you in the restaurant business? Why do you care? Who cares if you get more customers or less customers? You build this customer and you tap into that. Oh my gosh, well, I bought this from my dad and I've got my whole thing on this. And you know, if this doesn't do well, my kids aren't going to eat. That's the kind of conversation you want to have. Other than, well, you know, I'll come in here and sweep up and, you know, it's $800 a month or whatever. That's not compelling. So I promise you, if you have a dozen of those conversations where you take nothing, you only give, you just ask questions and listen and really show them that you care and you're really trying to understand them, I promise you three or four of them will go, well, can you give me a bid, please? Like you're the only guy that's ever asked and listened and you're obviously the expert. You obviously know everything about this. Please, please, please come help me. And that's, again, that's not the goal. The goal is truly to find out what their pain points are so you can get that two or three pieces of pain that you've said and heard and you can communicate far better than they know. That's your real goal. But an unintended consequence is you're going to get some jobs. There's just no way you go in and talk to people and listen to their hopes and their dreams and their passions and their fears for an hour at a time and none of them say, I need help. So that would be the big step is pick a niche because your original question was, how do I know what the pain points are? Where, you know, the first thing is you gotta know who you're talking to. The second thing is you ask them and record it if they'll let you, because I really like headlines or copy or anything you're gonna use for sales or for emails or for ads. Use their exact words. So you've got this like word track that you can say that restaurant owners or whoever your niche is immediately responds and go, oh my gosh, it's almost like you've been listening in on my home. Like, how do you know all this? This is amazing.
Oh, that's good.
That makes your job so much easier. And then guess what? You have zero competition. Who's going to come in and try and compete with you? Because they're like, I don't know, I do a medical facility on Monday and Tuesday I do residential and Wednesday, you know, I do, you know, whatever. And it just, they don't even know that, do I talk with the owner? Do I talk with the manager? Does the manager have any say here? What percentage of the budget should it be? What are their real pains? How much do they make? What, they don't know any of this crap. Whereas you know all of it.
Man, that is good. That has actually, gosh, not just for this question, but I think that has just provided a lot of focus and allowed me to eliminate a lot of other questions that I think I may have asked. But you know, that's so rich, because I wasn't even thinking of like one specific area, but now that you said that, there's maybe two that come to mind that I would be drawn to. And yeah, I guess if I'm talking about a customer service aspect to this question, then I do need to get out there and I do need to ask them. So I will. And man, if a few of them would love a bid in the process, you know, that's just, you know, that's such a benefit. So man, thank you so much. That's outstanding feedback. I love that.
Yeah. Glad I could help. And the one other resource I'll give you in Cleaning Nation is if you go to the website, I've got my, how to get an avalanche of customers to come to you without begging and chasing. I go into this for an hour. It's free. If you haven't attended, we just go so much deeper and there's so much good stuff on, because niches are the key to the whole operation. Like if I had $5 million in 3 years to come in and kind of take over an area with the cleaning company, I could do it. All niches, right? But if that's not my situation, there's just no freaking way. Like, guys are insane. They'll be like, what's your marketing budget? 30, 40 grand a month? They're like, oh my gosh, I couldn't even spend $1,000. And you're trying to spend $1,000 marketing to anybody that owns a business? Are you out of your mind? Like, that's crazy. it makes zero sense. So So check out that webinar, because I talk about step-by-step exactly how to do it. There's 5 steps that I go over every step, and it equips you with exactly how. Because the next question you're going to ask, and we just don't have the time, is, great, how do I do, once I've got that information, I know the pain, how do I go solve that pain?
Exactly.
Since we're out of time, go to the webinar, spend an hour, it's free. And it's awesome. So that's that. But I'm telling you, you'll have a lot more fun. It will absolutely be a position of, they're looking to you as a consultant and they want your help. And you're not just some dirty sales guy. You're actually the guy that solves their problem. You'll enjoy life better. And again, for all you people that are still in the back of your head going, but I'm giving up so much opportunity, aside from that just being full of crap, you can always 6 or 9 months from now, once you've got those 40 restaurants and you're doing $40,000 a month and you've penetrated 10% of the market, great. Now you can go add one more niche. You don't open it up to the world. Like, don't be crazy. You know, go with the girl that got you there. You just find another niche and you add it to your existing niche. But just think about it. Instead of AmeriClean, you might have a website that's, restaurantcleanersofvirginiabeach.com. There's no question if I go to restaurantcleanersofvirginiabeach.com that I'm in the right spot if I own a restaurant, or restaurant profits through facilitymanagement.com, or you know, something where you really speak to me personally. And just by sending me to that website over some other guy sending me to AmeriClean, you've already got me beat, or you've already got this AmeriClean fellow beat, because AmeriClean doesn't mean it's everything to everybody. But when you're like restaurantspecialist.com and I'm a restaurant owner, I know I'm in the right spot.
Yeah.
Okay. And guess what's going to be on that website? And again, we go into this in the webinar. With AmeriClean, you can't have this conversation about, we do restaurant owners and here's your pain and here's what you're interested in and here's why that's important and here's how we understand. You can't go into that, because everybody that doesn't own a restaurant is going to go, well, I'm in the wrong spot. You've alienated me. So you can't do that. But when you have a niche, you can kind of almost have a sub brand that is that speaks just to that niche. And you would have business cards and a website and bids, and everything would be made up with restaurant specialties of Virginia Beach or whatever your area is. Everything would be around that. And again, if there's two or three of us bidding, you've already beat me just by walking in with your bid being printed on letterhead that says that you specialize in restaurants, and your website says that you specialize in restaurants, and the whole conversation you've had with me is about my pain that you know and your competitors don't. It's not even fair. They don't really even have a chance.
That's good.
All right, I'm officially stepping down off of my soapbox. hopefully, Cleaning Nation, you'll forgive me. You just understand I'm so passionate about this stuff. So let's jump in. We'll hit the lightning round. David, we're giving you the opportunity to serve Cleaning Nation. I'm going to give you three quick questions. You're going to give three amazing answers. Question number one, what's the best piece of advice you've ever received? Aside from this obvious conversation, which I know you're going to say.
Yeah. Hey, man. Yeah, it is awesome. It is. Well, to answer that question, it actually wasn't anything that was specifically told to me, but it was a quote that I read, and it was from Maya Angelou, and I think she actually got it or made her own version from a quote that was made by a guy named Hawkins many years earlier. But the quote is, people will always forget what you say, and people will always forget what you do, but they never forget how you made them feel. And for me, I relate that to customer service because, look, I mean, you and I, we could ask anybody we know, you know, what did you do March 13th of 2003, or what did you do five Saturdays ago? And you don't know, but if we were to say, tell me about your best customer service experience or the worst, you know, people can draw on that and they know right away because there's that emotional aspect because they were made to feel a certain way. So, you know, for me, I like that quote because that's what I want my customer service to be. I want it to be a positive, memorable experience when I walk away that they remember AmeriClean.
Man, I got to say, I couldn't agree more. I was actually at a pretty intimate event with Mark Cuban speaking, and this was, gosh, five or 7 years ago. I still remember. He made such a good point about when he first came into the Dallas Mavericks. They were terrible. He literally was in a bullpen with like five guys cold calling people on the phone selling tickets, not the high dollar tickets, the $10 an hour tickets. So he's like, yeah, the first year was like, hi, this is Mark Cuban. I'm with the Dallas Mavericks. Would you like to buy season tickets at $10 a piece for the nosebleed section? And yeah, I mean, he's literally cold call with his people. I thought it was awesome. And he said the biggest thing is what he had to get his whole sales organization to understand was people weren't buying a ticket to the game. They're buying an experience. And just like you said, I couldn't agree with that Maya Angelou quote. I've used that before. I love it. Is they don't remember who won that game. And if it wasn't a playoff game, you know, number seven of the, you know, whatever, they're probably not going to remember. Yeah. But they do remember screaming and jumping up and down and being with a person. And that's why so many, you know, if you're trying to get a customer, so many people will buy them tickets, right? Because it's shared experiences. Mm-hmm. Whether the team wins or loses, you're yelling and hooping and hollering, and they're absolutely going to remember how you made them feel or how that team made them feel. So, I mean, that's such a strong business concept. I didn't want to just jump by it. All right, question two. What's the biggest mistake you've made in the cleaning business that we can all learn from?
Oh, man. You know, it was actually my first job, and listening to your podcast, and, you know, I think this drum has been beat many times before, and I should have learned from it, but it was actually this. You can't be everything to everyone. And my first client was asking me, can you do this? Can you do this? And I was just constantly, yes, yes, yes. And I wanted to, you know, please the customer and give such a good experience that I spread myself so thin. So I quickly realized that, you know, I don't want to be that person that's trying to be everything to everyone. And when I bring on teammates, and well, when I get to that point that I can bring on team members to AmeriClean, you know, I don't want to do the same to them. I don't want to spread them thin. So, you know, I'm gonna say, don't be everything to everyone. You know, set your boundaries and know what you can and can't do.
Yeah, and I gotta say, there's the biggest thing I struggle with coaching either on air or privately. Is people know a lot of the stuff that I tell them. You know, half the time I'll blow their mind with, wow, I did not know that. But half the time they're like, oh yeah, I knew that. But the problem is it's the fat guy that's like, goes to the doctor. Doctor's like, dude, you got to eat less and move more. And the fat guy goes, well, I know that. I know, but the knowing doesn't help you one iota. You've got to actually do it. Yeah. So many of us, that's the problem with this podcast is I like the coaching and the accountability and the periodic interaction because I can really hold you accountable. And when you start forgetting, I can remind you like, this is what that looks like. So that's the one kind of risk you run with all this good information is so many times you can be like, oh yeah, I know that. I know I can't do everything for everybody, but then you're doing everything for everybody. So sadly, David, you are not alone. That's unfortunately a common experience, but I'm glad that you're identifying it. Hopefully it'll save you some steps. Okay, last question. What's one idea owners of cleaning companies can put into practice today to improve either their lives or their business?
Lives and business. I would say be yourself and create your own product. And the reason I say that, it's okay and whatever you're doing to know what your competition is doing. But you don't want to waste your time. You don't want to waste your money. You don't want to waste your effort. trying to become something that you're not, trying to become who you're, exactly who your competitor is, exactly what product they're producing, you know, you're going to start to lose your identity. So I think for yourself and whatever your company, you would want your company to be a reflection of you. You know, if you stick to who you are and what you want it to be, you're going to be a lot more satisfied at the end of the day.
Yeah, preach it, brother. You don't want to be a poor man's version of somebody else. You want to be your own thing. All right. Gosh, David, yeah. I have got to tell you, you absolutely crushed it today. Thank you so much for being the show. Thanks for your passion, your desire to grow. I appreciate you. Cleaning Nation appreciates you. Cleaning Nation, if you want to check out David's show notes page and discover everything you need to grow your cleaning company, it's at growmycleaningcompany.com. Leave your questions, your comments, your rude remarks, and I will see you there.
Congratulations! You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies, as well as industry experts, can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer, Natalie, at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.